What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Blair Bomber, and I'm alone today. We're doing a little throwback episode. We're kind of throwing it back to the days of old, where it was just me in a room talking to you guys about shit that I think is a little bit important, I guess. Maybe. How are you guys doing? No, Josh.
Get in the fuck out of here. Hey, Josh, take a fucking long walk off a short bridge.
It is a little bit different being back in here speaking alone, but I like it. So I did it 200 of the, almost 200, well, like 150 probably, of just pure solo ones. And that's okay. And guys, that's okay. We're having a good time. How was your weekend? Masters weekend? Are we locked in? I'll say this. I am way more interested in the sporting event when I got a little juice on it. Got a little juice. And this all started back during Super Bowl. You know, my boy Josh and I, we peppered the board. You know, walked away big money, 18 hundo. Had to split it in half. Didn't like that. She just kept it all for myself. Fuck you, Josh. But, you know, is what it is. And then we came back in the NCAA tournament, put some more money on that one, peppered the board again. You know, 12s, 13s, 14s, 15s, 16s, put the dogs on there. Would have made money that time, but my boy Johnny Gasper had a gambling problem and wouldn't put money on the 16 seeds winning, which is like a $5 bet, which would have paid me about, like, you know, another 200. I ended up losing like 40 on that. But I won on a couple, like Furman won. Someone else had an upset. So the science with math was there. And then going into the Masters, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick a couple of the guys that I like. So I put 20 on guys like Morikawa, Cam Smith, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, all these guys, a little bit of Tiger. Put 10 on Tiger just in case. Out of respect, you put 10 on Tiger. I remember when Tiger was banging waitresses that worked at Perkins. That's my favorite kind of Tiger Woods. When he was just winning by 12 strokes on Sunday, putting on a green jacket and then going to Perkins, ordering the eggs, Benny, and then coming on her face. So I put money on everybody. Now, if you watch the Masters, Brooks Koepka, big lead. He had a 3-stroke lead at one, but 4-stroke lead, 13 under. You know, halfway through the third day, weather played a big factor, I think. Really kind of slowed everybody down. But I feel good. Now, Koepka, he wins. That pays out $850 for a $20 bet. That would have been huge. John Rahm wins $220. Spent $150. If you watch it, you know that Brooks Koepka shit the bed. Cost me money. Well, cost me money. It's not really money. Wasn't mine. I didn't have it beforehand. Have it now, which is good. Well, that's not true. If I'd had it, you can't really get mad at something you never really had, you know? It's kind of like if you go to a bar and you're hitting on a girl and it's going really well. And then, for some reason, you fuck up at the end and they start like, well, do you want to sit on my face till I pass out? And then she leaves and you're like, fucking, I had that pussy. No, you didn't. No, you did not. You never had it. You never had a chance. You never had your car. You thought you had me? Granny shifting like a bitch. Shout out Vin Diesel. Shout out Dominic Toretto. Vin Diesel's Dominic Toretto. R.I.P. Paul Walker. I miss you so much. So I'm mad that Brooks didn't win because in my mind, like, I got that money. Like, that's mine. $850 in my pocket. And then, of course, shits the bed. John Rahm, but, you know, safety valve, John Rahm. Safe bet. Came through for your boy. Got me a win. And that's what I want. I want W's. That's what I need in my life. So I spent $150 total, walk with $220. What's that math? I made $80, $70, $70. Bad math. Bad at math. Not good. But it's okay, guys. I had a good time. Also, ate like an asshole all weekend. I'm talking like multiple frozen pizzas. The CPK, shout out CPK. Actually, don't shout out CPK. That's the worst job I've ever had in my life. I moved to LA. I worked at California Pizza Kitchen in Marina Del Rey. I've never in my entire life enjoyed a job less. Like, I would rather sit on like a radioactive dildo than go back and work one shift at a California Pizza Kitchen. Dude, I would be there. Dude, all the Mexican guys that worked behind like them worked making the pizzas, those dudes would only speak to me in Spanish. They would never acknowledge that they'd me at all. Always in Spanish. And then one of the other girls came up there that worked with me, been there for a while. Her name was Rocky. She was pretty cool. They go, hey, Jose, how's it going? He goes, oh, yeah, no worries. Got you covered. Anything you need. You want extra pepperonis on that? You got it. I'm like, hey, guy, you're making pizzas. You're a Mexican making pizzas. I don't even know if he's Mexican. He might have been Puerto Rican. They all look the same. No, Blair, don't be a little racial. Sounds like you're racist. It's okay, though. We're having fun. We're having a good time. It's all jokes here. We know this. All jokes. Nothing serious. Unless I'm talking about Jews. Then I always mean it. Kid's feeling giggly today. But yeah, no, that job sucked. Hated it. But the pizza was good. Anyway, ate everything inside. I'm having chocolate. I'm having popcorn. I'm having chips. I'm having a big hot Cheetos renaissance, if you will. A big hot Cheetos renaissance. And my insides are just like, what did you do? Like, why would you do that? You ate a bag, an entire bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Your insides will look at you like you just stole something from them. Like, why would you steal our youth like that? Your insides will look at you like you just punched their dog in the face. Like, what the hell? Why'd you punch the dog? Why would you do this to the dog? Your stomach will look at you. You eat a whole bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos with no water. Your stomach will look at you the way Pat Tillman looked at his fellow soldiers. Like, why did you guys do that? Shout out Pat Tillman. Fought for our country. I did a deep dive on Pat Tillman recently for some reason. I don't know. Couldn't sleep. And I was like, I wonder who really shot Pat Tillman. And some dude was like, I did. I thought it would be like some big, like the conspiracy. And we don't know who did it. And then literally one Google search there. And there's the guy like, hey, that was me. I shot him. My bad. He was here. I was there. I thought he was the enemy. So I fucking put two in his head. Oops. Whoopsie. Dude, imagine like you're the guy that shot an American hero and like your whole response is oops. My bad, guys. Ooh, so sorry. Big. Really dropped the ball. Fumbled the bag. Brains in the sand. My bad, guys. That guy has a job somewhere. Or that guy's interviewing for a job. You know, like that guy's like trying to work at, I don't know, Barnes & Noble. And his resume is just like, you know, serving in Iraq, two tours, special forces. In the section, it's like talents, skills, special skills. Very honest. I'm an honest guy. Honesty. It's just like in all caps, it says honesty. He's at the interview for Barnes & Noble. Nobles? Barnes & Nobles? Barnes & Noble. It's Barnes & Noble, but if you're talking about going to the store, say going to Barnes & Nobles, because it's the store. Anyway, he's at the interview for Barnes & Noble, and he's sitting there in honesty, and the person's like, wow, what do you mean by that? Oh, I shot Pat Tillman in the head twice. Yeah, I don't know if you can work here. Dude, that's a good riff. Pretty good riff. That one's going to make the cut. That one's going to go on the internet. you know, little Pat Tillman, little Patty Till. Not too soon to make fun of Pat Tillman, is it?
If you make fun of 9/11, make fun of Pat Tillman too.
But yeah, no, I ate like an asshole. Isn't that, dude? Don't you miss this? I miss this a little bit. Doing it kind of like this way, nice and silly.
Nice and silly.
I went to a UT baseball game with my girl. You know, girl and I are back. I don't know if that's before we broke up for like a day. Very high school of us to break up and get back together the next day. You know, she's pregnant. I wish. Kid's getting older. Sperm ain't getting any younger, guys. Because it always looks the same on their back. So you don't really know if you're losing your sperm count or not. It's 10 in the morning. Morning pod on a Monday. A Monday morning pod. Shout out Bill Burr. What a fucking treat for you guys to have me this early in the morning. Good for you guys. Good for you guys. Yeah, no, went to a baseball game. And dude, I was just ripping dogs, dude. Hot dogs. Open up with a White Claw, hot dog, double hot dog, another hot dog, four hot dogs, three White Claws, and a large Bud Light. Pretty good. Pretty good. I was at the game, and I love unruly fans, because I think that when there's like a fan who's like yelling at the ref, or it's like an important game, you know, and his kid's playing, everyone's mad, and that keeps them alive. Everyone's going crazy. That's, I think, how most fans get upset. Something big is happening. Then there are the crazies that just go to day college baseball games, sit by themselves in like the left field line, and they're just shouting at the ump, "Hey, you fucking suck, you're blowing the game." That's my favorite one. "Get off your knees, ump, you're blowing the game." It's like a street joke, but it's still pretty funny. It makes me laugh. This is there's two guys. One guy was doing that, screaming, losing his mind. I thought it was pretty funny. Then there's another guy close to him, very, very close to him, who wasn't really yelling. He was like talking, but he wasn't talking to it, like, so anybody could really hear him other than himself, which is like this podcast version of heckling an umpire. This guy's sitting like, I don't know, like we're at the top of the row. He's at the bottom of the, you know, the section. And he's just like, "Hey, shit call. Nice, guys. That's a fourth time. Yeah, are you from Kansas State?" Yeah, he's like shoveling popcorn in his mouth. Wise. Yeah, Rocket, you don't even know what you're doing. And he sounds like he's 80, but he's 42. Just going to town on popcorn. Yelling at the... Not yelling. Talking in a slightly elevated pitch tone at this ump. In a game that Texas was winning by 8 runs in the fourth. And these guys are still losing their mind, dude. Sports make people crazy. We got 13 minutes. Whatever, we should do 45 minutes. We're going to do short ones. I'm going to keep bringing Josh in here. I'm just going to do fun ones. Short, fun, sweet. Drink a little too much wine this weekend. Red wine does slap. Now, I'll be honest with you guys. Saturday morning, woke up. My girl and I had some wine on Friday. And I bought her a nice bottle of wine. I don't mean like a $40 bottle of wine, which most wines, that's like four times as much as what I usually spend on wine. Blair, say things better. It's more than I usually spend on wine. And we drank it. She, mostly for her, I had some beers. It was fine at the house, chilling. Next morning, there's a little bit left. Anyway, so my girl had some wine, didn't finish it. Wake up the next morning, 8 a.m., I'm going to watch the Masters. I'm sitting there, I'm looking at this bottle of wine. There's about a little, maybe like a glass left. It's a $40 bottle of wine. This is where Dirtbag Blair comes into play. Dirtbag Blair is like, "Whoo, what are we doing?" I had to do it. Put it in there, smack it. But I want my girl to know I did that. So I like put the bottle back by where it was in the morning. So then it just looks like we finished it all. Or I could have just thrown it away, I guess. Either way, she wouldn't have cared, but you don't want that. You don't want to give your girl a reason. You don't want to give your girl a reason to be like, hey, was that the best idea? Because your girl would be nice to you. Girls are either going to like blow you up, like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Or more likely, they'll go, hey, we're proud of that decision? We feel like it was a good idea? And the answer is almost always, no, of course not. But I'm a man and I make mistakes and I'm a human man. I'm a human man, no less. I'm like a horse man. I'm a human man who makes mistakes. And we move past it. And then I went to the baseball game, ate 9 hot dogs. I don't feel good today. A lot of shits. A lot of long, painful shits. Well, the idea of like a girl being constipated, like a girl who's like 16, she's like cares about like her, like, you know, like I would be pretty all the time and she's gripping the sides of the seat. She's crying. Am I ever gonna be the same again? Like your grandma, same thing.
Ooh, demon out of me.
That's enough. That's good. That's good for today. All right, we did it. Feels good. You guys feel good about that? Feel cool?
Beep. Beep.
That's how I sync at the end of it now. That's how I sign off. All right, guys, have a good day.
Beep.
All right, we did it. That was like 15 minutes, maybe 12. Short and sweet, boys. Get it out there. Clip heavy. Later.